Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Different questions. Different? Oh, God. Worse. Yeah, Kennel. It never gets better.
Then it's back on already.
Huh? How did you get on here?
A lot of camera.
Oh my God!
Obviously, a lot in the build-up to this has been made of what Trent Alexander-Arnold had to say. I just wonder, what's your take on what's been said?
I had a few people spoke to me about it and told me what I should say and what I'm not saying. I said, "Baby, come on, you have to wait until I answer." If you are, oh, wait, I'm not sure how often in this club we have to say that you know how much we respect the opponent, in this case, now City. How often we have to say and mean it? Pep is the best manager in the world. I have no problem. I have a really good life with being not even close to that. It's absolutely fine, believe it. They have incredible players. And in the moment, they have probably the best number 9, Haaland. Scores like he wants. Kevin De Bruyne will go down in history as there will be in the end a discussion if it's, was it Steven Gerrard still or is it Kevin De Bruyne and stuff like this. And imagine getting in this conversation. They have so many. Phil Foden, best English player in the moment, probably, and all these kind of things. It's all there, and we all respect it, and Trent respects it. But he's born in Liverpool. He stood on the bins before he played for the club. He played through all youth teams. And what would you think in that situation? One of our slogans, what I love, is this means more. And it means more to us. We have no clue exactly what 100% what it means to other people, but what happens here means more to us. We had 2 years ago a parade after winning the League Cup and the FA Cup, losing the Champions League final the night before, losing the league for a point. Tell me a city where you have a parade and it looks like we won all these trophies without having them. That's the club is special to us. If it's not special to other people, I cannot change that. But that when we feel it like that, why shouldn't we be allowed to say it? So then you can start discussing, honestly. I use already words I should not use, and it's live here, so I cannot use them. But I'm not really interested. It's just how he feels and how we feel, and I have absolutely no problem with that. And I'm pretty sure I didn't read it. I just got told what you will ask me. I'm pretty sure he told his respect as well. In the last decade, Man City is the most successful football club in England, definitely, and maybe in Europe. And they could have won the Champions League more often. For some reason, they didn't. But in England, it's ridiculous the record they have. Ridiculous. So, and it means a lot to them, to their people, I'm sure. But for us, maybe it's just for the fact that we didn't win that many. It's possible as well. We are not in the situation winning 5 games, 5 league titles in a row, and then realizing number 6, number 5 was better. We never had that situation, so we don't know 100%. That's clear, but that's it. So you love these kind of interviews where somebody says what he thinks, and then the whole world tells you, that's not right, what you think. As long as these kind of things, it's still allowed. that we think what we want. There are other people out there, obviously, they think much worse things, and we should talk more about that, probably, how wrong that is. But nothing wrong with what Trent said, to be honest, from my point of view.
It feels like there's so much surrounding this game, though, as well, because you speak about yourself facing Pep potentially for the last time. Obviously, in the context of the title race, it's a big game as well. How does it feel in the moment? How does it feel?
Big game. City games, big games, always, were always, will probably always be. Title race decider. I don't know who brought that up. I think that's really early. Eh? If you went, go through all the different the possible scenarios, and then I don't think after whatever result, anybody should open the bottles of champagne. Nothing happened then. But it's 3 points. It's a massive, it's an incredibly strong opponent. So we don't hide that we want to win that game. But knowing how difficult it is, but that's it pretty much. So it's a big game, I understand that 100%, and we are really excited about the fact that we are part of it.
How are you looking squad-wise as well? Obviously, Mo was able to get minutes against Sparta Prague, but Konate went off with an injury. How is he likely to be available? And Joe Gomez as well, going off at half-time, although was that just a case of keeping him fresh?
Yeah, not keeping him fresh, but Joe is fine. And Ibu, I don't know. Ibu was rather positive last night. He thought he made the right decision at the right moment, saying it's better I go, but how we know? That doesn't mean a lot, unfortunately. So, but we don't have the. He will get scanned definitely, and so far I don't have the results of that. Yeah, and all the others are fine. Yeah.
No sharp.
Can he be after? Yeah. More is nothing. So he's fine.
Hi. Against opponents of this quality, I wonder how big the Anfield factor could be.
Yeah, that's why I have to tell that. Okay. Anfield has from time to time a real impact on our game. come on. Atmosphere in the stadium, the atmosphere that our people can create. Am I allowed to say that second to none, or is then anybody offended by that? It's really good, huh? And energizing, massive. And these are the games you want to play. These are the games you want to get the ticket in the stadium. These are the games you want to watch. This is a very special game. And yes, and Anfield is for us a massive, massive factor. It would be a bit embarrassing if I would say today, please help us. People will.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rivalry, is it something you've enjoyed?
Yeah, not. I don't feel that there's a rivalry. It's like I understand that you call it like that, but it's not. There's not no rivalry. We just try. We are both pretty competitive. We both want to win football games. We both are blessed with having really good players in our teams, and that's it, pretty much. But there's not a rivalry, so we have said it before. We will definitely, if we meet in the future, it will be full of respect. And so far, we had not opportunity to meet each other more often. But I think I said it often enough how much I respect him, and we would have a lot to talk about, definitely. So that's all fine, but. On Sunday, it's not about me having that opportunity last time. It's anyway not sure, because maybe in the FA Cup, for that we have to get through the next round, we could meet again. It's just a... I don't know who's playing on that weekend in other leagues in the world, to be honest, but it's probably the game of the weekend and of Sunday. And so that's being able to... To be part of that is massive and fantastic for everybody. So now we have a couple of players in the team that didn't play these kind of games now 20 times. But the excitement they have for it is pretty special. So, yeah, we want to give it a try. That's all we can do. We never could do more. And we do it with our tools. So let's see what we can make of it.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
These are generally really intensive battles between you and City, and I'm sure Sunday will be no different. Lots of personal battles as well. And you've got probably the greatest striker in the world at the moment, certainly one of them in Erling Haaland, versus one of the greatest defenders in the world in Virgil van Dijk. How much do you think that personal battle can go towards the eventual outcome?
If you watch the movements of Erling Haaland, he's incredibly smart, putting himself in a position so he has no battles with one defender. He has battles with different defenders in the last line. So he has he's smart enough to not being around all the time the one defender he might consider as the the best one or not, whatever. Yeah, but it's really. I understand that, but it's football doesn't work like that anymore. The times of men, I thought actually they were gone, but it's coming up again. We have to defend City. If Virgil van Dijk would be able to nullify Haaland, yeah, then Foden fires the ball from 30 yards in the far corner, or Kevin De Bruyne is doing exactly the same, or Rodri is arriving for whatever, or Bernardo Silva is doing that. It's just not possible to just say Virgil against Haaland. Yes, of course. If Haaland is not scoring, then that's good. But they have enough other options to do that. So then Akanji after a set piece, or all these kind of things. So you can just not play like that. I don't think a second about that they play against each other. There are moments, definitely, where that will happen, 100%. And hopefully we will be at the better end of that. But it's this football game is about so many aspects. And we have around about 48 hours to prepare for it. And that's what we do. We try to give the boys the right information to... I'm very excited about the game and that we can play it, and that we can play it in the situation we are in. It's much better than in other situations we had before. So we know we are good. We know the opponent is really good. And now let's play the game.
If you look at your results the past few months or so and what you've achieved and the wins, the late goals that have decided games and the injury problems and the youngsters, how much does that kind of indicate that, that maybe this group, not just Liverpool 2.0, as you said earlier on the season, but are these the mentality monsters 2.0?
Boy showed an exceptional mentality throughout the season. It started with red cards, strange red cards we got early in the season, playing with 10 men, winning the game, stuff like this. And then crazy injury situation, which we are still in, And it's really tough. But the boys, it showed fantastic. The boys showed an incredible mentality. And I'm really happy with that. But we will see how this is now the decisive part of the season. So showing until early March great mentality, you don't even qualify for international football with that if you would stop it now. It's just you have to keep doing it for the whole year, and then we can talk about that for the whole season. And we can talk about that, but it's so far so good, and now let's go from here.
Hi, Jürgen. Can you talk about your respect for Pep?
Yes. Not the first time, by the way. You can read old articles about it, probably.
Can you say what one of the main things is you admire about
that? The way he influenced football. He says that, the way he influenced football. Then winning the amount of trophies he won in his career, what you feel like when you see him on the touchline, or he behaves like you've never won anything before. So like the desire. He has. That's absolutely outstanding. He's outstanding in so many aspects. I know that. I do the job myself, so I see excellence when I face it, and Pep is definitely that. So it's just so many different things over the years he did with his teams. Always possession-based, obviously. But even if necessary, he plays long balls, like starts all of a sudden doing that, bring Ederson in years ago, and all of a sudden Aguero waits 20 yards on the other half, and you think, oh, what's doing that? And then fires the ball there, and you think, okay, that's difficult to defend now. And then the next challenge. So it's so many different things he did over the years. It's, he's, I don't know, how can I, could I judge managers from the past, but in my lifetime, he's the outstanding manager, definitely.
Mark, you've only said that he's the best manager in the world.
Yeah.
You've spent 10 years as a direct rival at Dortmund and Liverpool. So what's that been like? Has that made you a better manager, or is it a frustration that he's kind of denied you winning a lot more?
I was never frustrated because of that. I knew, I don't know them, but I knew around about 3,000 footballers were better than me and still loved the game. So, and all the others were better than me, I didn't know. So that, I have no problem with that. Absolutely not. No, that never frustrated me, and made me definitely a better manager to find solutions against these teams, to win these games. In this moment, I just got told now, I have a positive record against Pep. I have no clue how that happened, to be honest. But it is all fine. I know I'm quite good at what I'm doing as well. It's not that I don't want to sound like somebody who is, oh my God, I'm happy to be here and be that I can face these kind of things. I know I'm not bad. But we ask me about the best, and for me, he's the best. Bam. So that's it. That's why I say it. There's nothing to do with me. We face twice or three times or four times a year. That's it. All the other time, I do the job without facing Pep Guardiola, which is quite good, to be honest. So it's all fine. Well, it's much too detailed now. I cannot say where he's better than me. You just see how his teams are playing. So there might be areas where I could be better than Pep. I don't know. I cannot make these differences now. But the way he plays, if it's probably a question of taste. There might be people out there that love the way we play over the years more. than the way they play, but I love it more, for example. Otherwise, we would play differently. It's just an easy observation for me from the outside without knowing the details about it.
And we'll be open for the breakouts.
Obviously a doubt on Konate. So if that was to lead to Jarrell starting, just a year ago he was at Bristol Rovers, just a reflection really on how far he's come that you could sort of...
Yeah, massive development, massive. Yeah, he just stepped up. So he came back, and it was not that everybody in the club was now, yeah, and he will be the next one. We knew he's a real talent. He knew he has massive strength, especially on the ball, stuff like this. But how will he deal with the next quality Premier League strikers? How is that physically, stuff like this? So we wanted to give him us the chance and him the time to show that. And we thought that the situation in the squad is right to do so. We had that time. If you want, centre half number 5 in that moment. So it was not immediately planned as a right or left back backup, because we had obviously Connor, who got an injured. I remember the 2 left backs, so it wasn't necessary. So we thought that's a good situation to have a look. But then he showed immediately he wants not to be part of the team, he wants to be in the team. And in each session, and it's a joy, a pure joy, to have him. Oh, that's it.
Last one, yeah.
I'd like to ask 2 quick questions. German, if that's all right. Jürgen, wie wichtig ist es, dass Musiala wieder ein Faktor sein kann?
Super wichtig. Wir haben ja nicht viele Optionen. Wir sind jetzt die ganze Zeit durchgekommen. Man hat immer einer auf der Position gespielt, der eigentlich auf einer anderen Position spielt. Das macht die Sache ein bisschen. Das haben wir sehr gut gemacht. Wir mussten ja uns anpassen in einigen Dingen, aber das haben wir sehr gut gemacht. Sabe war, Diogo hat da gespielt, Lucho hat da gespielt und Cody natürlich hat da gespielt. So, aber eine Mannschaft mit Musiala oder ohne Musiala, das ist schon ein Unterschied. Wir haben es glücklicherweise in Ergebnis hat man es nicht gesehen. Bis jetzt, aber es ist ja auch nicht nur die Qualität auf dem Platz, es ist ja auch das, was er so darstellt als Persönlichkeit, und deshalb ganz, 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 ganz wichtig.
Wenn Sie auf so ein Spiel blicken, ist es positive Anspannung, weil Sie sich auch darauf freuen, ist es ja negativer Stress ist?
Nee, das ist positive Anspannung, aber Stress ist Zeit, dass wir einfach keine Zeit haben eigentlich. So, deshalb, wenn man jetzt mir sagen würde, er spielt nächste Woche das Spiel, das ist ja immer das Problem. Man merkt ja, wenn Leute sagen, ja auch, also City hat am Mittwoch gespielt und wir haben Donnerstag, das ist ein Unterschied. Für die, die spielen, ist ein Unterschied. Für die Außenseiter, weil das sind 24 Stunden, was quatscht der? Aber es ist ein Unterschied. Also, und das, dass wir jetzt wenig Zeit haben, uns darauf vorzubereiten, oder eigentlich Vorbereitung geht gar nicht, sondern nur Erholung, Recovery, und dann stehen wir eigentlich auch schon wieder da. Das ist ein bisschen doof, aber ansonsten pure Excitement.
Okay.
Welcome.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.